Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, man, this is Ken Carpenter, buzzing you guys and gals in the AEF and flashing a bit of G2, that Command Performance is hitched up and raring to go. And all you've got to do is sit in the driver's seat and watch the stars roll by. And, brother, you won't need 20/20 vision to see the stars tonight, for they're all of the first magnitude. And we've got you to thank for this, because you're the casting director of Command Performance. It's your letters, care of Special Service, Los Angeles, USA, that create this big half hour and send it round the earth to every APO and FPO number. So pop to, everybody, as we salute the commanding officer of this Command Performance, your master of ceremonies, Ronald Coleman.
Thanks, Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellas. This is Coleman talking. In today's Command Performance mail, I learned there's a GI discussion club on Sicily that holds regular meetings to discuss pin-up girls. Well, these sessions are said to be most fascinating. And over at APO 634, there's a little study club headed by five professors. Professors Stryker, Skinhead, Alki, Kagan, and Blockhead. Pushing on from matters educational, let's make a few social calls on a worldwide scale. So, hello Andy Gump in North Africa, and George Washington Jones in the South Pacific. Oh, and here's a warning to Private Willis Brown at 869, Sarge Vardy Spencer, Private Goins, and the AA Mob at 932. Fellas, the girl who makes you lyrical and hysterical is here at your command. Singing the St. Louis Blues, we present Lena Horne.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. 'Cause my baby has gone and left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, if I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring, drag that man around by her apron. If it wasn't for powder and her starboard hair, that man I loved wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. That man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else he wouldn't have gone away from me. Yes, I love my man like a schoolboy loves his pie. Just like an old Kentucky colonel wants his mint and rye. I guess I love my man till the day I die. You can take Boston beans and tea, but take me to St. Louis, that's the place for me. Got to go to St. Louis, take me back to St. Louis. Got to go to St. Louis, where I'll lose my
Thank you, Lena Horne, and the 43rd Army Air Force's Band of Gardner Field. Now, right here, men, we move into the sound effects department to answer this letter from Ray Needham, Wallace Buck, and Robert J. France, all of 948. Dear Command Performance, they write, we realize that you can't give us everything we've missed since we left the States, but your little sounds from home prove you'll try anything a soldier wants. So could you give us the sound of a roller skating rink? Okay, 948, here's the big roller rink near Sunset and Vine. And from Shack 62 at 951, Master Sergeant Fisher says, we claim to be the only Air Force bunch that has a League of Nations all of our own. Sinkovitz is Polish, I'm Dutch, Whitney is Scottish, Padilla, Puerto Rican, Barbara, Italian, Gillum, Irish, and Delgado, Mexican. And our League of Nations wants a tough newsboy hawking the late evening edition in front of Radio City, New York.
Hey, paper, late edition here. Daily Mirror. Paper, mister. Daily News. Thanks. Hey, read all about it. Herald Tribune here. Racing final. Whale Away wins by a nose and pace, 780. Brown Dancer wins the 10th at Saratoga. Shut up. Wake your own side of the street. Paper, mister. Paper. Tribune. Time. Get the mirror. Whale Away wins.
Thanks, Walter Tetley. Now, here on Command Performance, we have often seen enacted the GI version of that old adage about the person who builds a better mousetrap, thereby luring the entire world to his door. In the past, Reza Stevens has dropped in to sing the songs that, like democracy, will go on forever, thereby drawing to her door the regard of thousands of you in the AEF and United Nations. It's another Command Performance for the American girl who has achieved triple success with the Metropolitan Opera, the motion pictures, and the armed forces. Reza Stevens. Stevens. Now, a quick greeting here to the old AW bunch at 948. Regards from Annie Sheridan to Tony Stefersky on New Guinea. Hello to Staff Sarge Ed Gwynn at 845. And Pat Biggs in the Falkland Islands. Giles Gibson at 711. And Bob Proctor, an ex-Navy man now at sea with the Merchant Marine. Rebel Don Miller and the 462 Transport Group, Lillian Cox and our friends in Newfoundland, Corporal Gertin, an anti-tank marine in the South Pacific, and F. Batterall, a stoker of the Royal Navy out of GPO London, George Nagel, infantry headquarters at 3-3, Steve Jarsky and the 926 crowd, Golden Gate Conrad, the songwriter of New Guinea, and the men at Minguto Flats, our best of the comic section somewhere in England, and that's Dick Tracy, Andy Gump, Jiggs, Flash Gordon, and Pruneface. And speaking of the comic section of Command Performance, here's a good old friend of yours and mine, that eminent scholar, gentleman, and judge of pre-war stuff, Robert Benchley. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Ronnie.
Seems to me, Bob, you're looking very serious.
Well, my friend, these are serious times and confusing. Now, the government is trying to avoid confusion, so I decided that I could contribute something by becoming a news analyst.
Contribute something to the confusion?
Well, yes and no, yes.
Well, since you've taken up news analysis, would you mind analyzing a little something for us?
Why, no, indeed. I'd be very glad to answer any question that may be submitted by the audience. That's the way I usually work. Just write out the questions and submit them to me. In this way, the questions are not only unrehearsed, but have no bearing on the answers. And as they're sent up by the members of the audience, they're sometimes quite illegible, which makes it all the more uninteresting. But this method does serve to keep the main points straight. And I often think that the main points are the most important ones sometimes.
Well, now, Bob, here's a question which has just been sent up. It's from Mrs. Luther H. Ding of 3155 Ackridge Street, Phosphate, North Dakota. Mrs. Ding asks, I heard a man talking the other day about the danger of inflation. What is inflation, and is there any danger in it?
Now, inflation means, just what it says, inflation. Suppose, to make it even clearer, we take a dollar bill. We take a dollar bill such as this one. Now, this dollar bill would, in 1938, have bought one pair of roller skates. Now, between 1938 and 1943, wages have gone up 18%, or down 18%, according to what line of work you're in. With this 18% rise or fall in wages, the production of roller skates will have gone up or down 45%, making a surplus of roller skates over and above the cost of production and the margin of consumer demand. Now your dollar bill will buy just half as many roller skates as before. We can tear this down dollar bill in half. Yeah. You see? Or in other words, twice as much. Is that clear? Now, this is known as Boyle's Law. Now, we have just seen that the ratio of price fluctuation to wage fluctuation, or, if you prefer, the ratio of this half of the dollar bill to this half of the dollar bill, or the stabilization of... let's look at it from another angle. Or better yet, what is the next question, Ronnie?
Oh, yes, here's a question from Arthur J. Razor of Bridgework, New Jersey. He asks, in the event of a stalemate in Upper Rhodesia, what would be the effect on trade route 106?
Well, now, this is a very provocative question. Because there are so many ways to answer it that one of them is bound to be right. Now, trade routes are very tricky things to make predictions about. In the first place, because of their dependence on trade. And in the second place, because of their dependence on routes. For example, I have some figures here. In 1937, Russia imported this commodity to the value of $3,863,000. Of this, $473 million were white, $140 million... were approximately white, and the rest were the same as those in Group A, white. This is all, of course, as of 1930. And when we say 1930, we mean, naturally, 1934. Now, so much for the manufacturing end. Why don't we let this simmer for a while? What about inflation, Ronnie?
I think you covered inflation, didn't you?
Oh, did I? I don't want to repeat myself. As a matter of fact, I see that my time is up. Are there any questions? No questions? Good. Good night and thank you.
Thank you, Bob Benchley. Well, fellas, into this world come many gifted men. Yet such is the law of human mathematics that of the many, only a handful leave a mark that time can never erase. One of this handful of men is Yasha Heifetz. His contribution to the personality of our nation is that of an artist who works with the soft brush of great music, painting pictures that are visible only to a man's heart, pictures that leave behind them a gift of inspiration. By command of the men and women of the armed forces of the United Nations, accompanied by Emmanuel Bay, Command Performance welcomes America's distinguished violinist, Yasha Heifetz. Yasha, a private somewhere up in the Aleutians asks a small favor. He says, it'll only take a minute, but when Yasha Heifetz appears on Command Performance, please will he play Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee? How about it, old boy?
I should be very happy to.
Certainly.
Another memorable command performance, our sincere thanks to you, Yasha Heifetz and Emmanuel Bay. Well, men, that dynamic girl who stole so many hearts in the picture Cabin in the Sky, the same girl who's captured many more GI hearts by her work on command performance, is being rushed to all APO and FPO numbers with a hit tune from her latest picture. The song, You're So Indifferent, the girl Lena Horne.
Yes. sort of blasé wherever I'm concerned. You're so indifferent, so independently free. Though I present you with my heart, most anyone can see.
Hello, men, this is Ronald Coleman speaking from America. This is the nation that was born beside a rock in 1620. The nation born of all the nations of the world. Born of England and Scotland and Ireland, of France and China, of Belgium and Norway and Russia and Sweden and Poland. It was fathered by the men who dreamed of everlasting freedom and mothered by women dedicated to the creation of children who would live as God meant them to live since the first day of time. God walked beside this nation when it was young, through a wilderness of forests and mountains and deserts. Walked beside the first Americans who planted the seeds that became our great cities, our great ranches and farms, who sowed the seeds of democracy that flowered into this nation of 130 million Americans. Tonight, the world knows that everything America stands for will live as long as there is human life on this earth. Knows that all that America has achieved will never be given up. For around this world, struggling for all that America stands for, are the men of our great cities, our farms, and our little towns. It is our privilege here to say goodnight to these men, to you, to the kind of Americans who will never give up until that freedom, which is part of God's own religion, shall have its free place among all the nations on this earth. Good night.
This is Ken Carpenter snapping the latch with a closing remark that Command Performance is arranged through cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced for you men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.